This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, September 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump and Z to meet. What 600 groups want in Farm Bill 2.0. States and SNAP disclosure. Trump says he'll meet Z ahead of a key tariff deadline. President Donald Trump says he'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping multiple times in the coming months. Trump said on his social media platform that a call with Xi on Friday was productive. Both leaders will meet at the sidelines of a summit in Korea next month, scheduled just days before a U.S.-China tariff truce is set to expire. In addition to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Summit rendezvous, Trump said he would travel to China early next year and that Xi would visit the U.S. at an appropriate time. Now take note, Trump said in his post that Xi had approved a deal on the ownership of TikTok and that the two also talked trade, fentanyl, and Ukraine. A readout from the Chinese embassy made no mention of a finalized deal or future meetings between the two leaders. Groups say Farm Bill 2.0 needs to reverse SNAP cuts. Nearly 600 groups that say they represent millions of individuals, farmers, workers, and families whose lives and livelihoods are impacted by the Farm Bill, urging Congress to enact a skinny Farm Bill that addresses hunger in the U.S. We will only support a farm bill that provides adequate and accessible SNAP benefits to families and individuals, makes our food safer, healthier, and more affordable, that supports good family-sustaining jobs for food workers, and that supports family farmers and their communities, says a letter from the groups to congressional leaders today. The One Big Beautiful Act includes devastating impacts to nutrition assistance and SNAP that will exacerbate hunger for millions of Americans, including children, older adults, and veterans. The groups that signed the letter include the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, Food Research and Action Center, American Heart Association, James Beard Foundation, and a wide variety of other groups. USDA's hunger survey coming to an end. The Department of Agriculture is ending its annual survey of household food security even as the SNAP comes into play. Over the weekend, USDA announced that the 2024 survey would be the last. Data from that report will still be released at schedule at October 22nd, but ending the survey means there will now be no data starting with the Trump administration. In a release, USDA alleges the questions in the survey are, quote, entirely subjective and do not present an accurate picture of actual food security. The department says the survey wouldn't reflect the lower poverty rates, increased wages, and job growth under the Trump administration. Eric Mitchell, president of the Alliance to End Hunger, urged USDA to reconsider the decision. Hunger will not disappear simply because it's no longer tracked, he said in a statement. Keep in mind, food insecurity had jumped sharply as food inflation took off during the Biden administration, going from 10.5% in 2020 to 13.5% in 2023, that according to the survey. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. States don't have to disclose SNAP data for now. A federal judge has blocked USDA from obtaining personal data of SNAP participants. USDA has threatened to cut off SNAP funds to states that don't comply with its records request. But U.S. District Judge Maxine Chesney of California found the states would suffer irreparable harm if the threat were to be carried out. 21 plaintiff states submitted declarations from their respective agency officials who said losing SNAP funding would likely require them to cut staffing and otherwise greatly reduce their ability to comply with their obligations under the SNAP Act to administer benefits, Chesney wrote in her temporary restraining order. USDA argued it needed the data to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the program, but Chesney said the states were likely to succeed on the merits of their claim that the request violates the SNAP Act. White House reconsiders reclamation nominee amid Colorado River dispute. The White House was asked Ted Cook, a former Arizona water official, to withdraw as the nominee to lead the Bureau of Reclamation. Upper Colorado River lawmakers allegedly raised concerns about his impartiality due to his lower basin background. The official reason Cook was given as a paperwork issue, but he told AgriPulse the White House decision was likely due to pressure from officials in Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, which are currently at odds with California, Arizona, and Nevada over a future framework for water cuts. You could read more at AgriPulse.com. House lawmakers mount push to scrap coffee tariffs. A bipartisan group of House members has introduced legislation to remove the Trump administration's new tariffs on imported coffee. The No Coffee Tax Act would reset tariff levels on coffee to the rates they stood at before Trump took office for his second term. Americans started a revolution over a tax on tea, Representative Ro Khanna of California said at announcing his bill. U.S. coffee prices have increased significantly in the last year, in part due to Trump's tariffs. If you drink coffee every morning, how can you not be mad about that? House Agriculture Committee member Don Bacon of Nebraska also leading the effort. Take note, coffee was not included in an initial batch of products exempted from sweeping tariffs unveiled in April or more recent Brazilian tariffs. But Trump signed an executive order earlier this month that included coffee among a 71-page list of products that the president may be willing to drop tariffs on. Here's today's final word. It's really sad that this is happening at a time when the Colorado River Basin in particular can barely withstand such an event. There's new guidelines that need to be in place by this time next year, and it just makes a lot harder not to have someone at the helm of reclamation. That's Ted Cook, a nominee for commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation, who has been asked to withdraw his name from consideration. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, September 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.